Hey, what's going on, Dave? You're from Vet Radio, as well as the Infidel Peer Support for Veterans. Hey, this episode is not live, so do not call in. Hey, so we're going to continue on the series of soldier journalists that we've been doing for about a week now. This episode is all about being in Kuwait, dealing with the weather, living in a tent, 120 degree weather, and all those things that come with going into Iraq. In this episode, it is called Operation Fly a Kite. Thanks for tuning in. Operation Fly a Kite. Preparing for combat entails the highest degree of attention to detail. Every day for the last two laborious weeks, Charlie Company's vehicle squads have relentlessly worked fervently to get the Striker variants combat ready. Having been on the vehicle squad last year for a while, I can fully appreciate the long hours and sleepless nights that comes with a job. While fixing the Strikers, on occasion, the men take breaks, relax, and shoot the breeze. During the breaks, the squads always seem to find something creative to do. This time, since the wind was blowing, the men decided to make a kite. This kite would be nothing like any other kite that I've seen. The men used three broken-down meal-ready-to-eat boxes, one white trash bag, a number of hefty tie-downs, and 550 cord color markers for design, and 100-mile-an-hour tape for stability. After 15 minutes of infantry creativity, the kite, which was named the Kuwait Bat Out of Hell, flew graciously high in the blue sky. Little things like this improve camaraderie among the men. During the week, the whole brigade gathered for an uncovering of the colors. This event had everyone awaking at 03 in the morning for a 04 ceremony. As I walked from the tent to the formation area, I noticed that many men seemed to be walking like zombies through the desert. It was rather comical. Our company formed up and patiently awaited for the ceremony to start. I unfortunately always seemed to find myself behind the formation, so of course I could not hear the word of the speech. The uncovering of the flag ceremony concluded just in time before the sun started to make its things very uncomfortable. The rest of the day, the platoon squad leaders conducted classes such as first responder class, nine-line medical evacuation, and concluded with understanding ROE and applying strict discipline while compromising situations. Everyone has a job to do in the platoon, and presently I am the communication person, or aka RTO. If you have ever worked with radios, you would know that when one thing goes wrong, there is always more to come. The task this time: get the truck's radios filled, then conduct a radio check in 30 minutes. Okay, now that seems easy to do, but when you have a whole company doing the same thing, you must accept that something will go wrong. One of the requirements of the RTO is to be proactive. Personally, I like working on my own, so this job suits me very well. Before I joined the Army, my strong suit was teaching history and coaching basketball. Now I find myself being an electrician of sorts. 16:30 rolls around and all the Seco trucks are online. I gather the vehicle squads together and I conduct a communication brief. Okay guys, this is what needs to be facilitated. Drivers, turn the power on in the trucks. Vehicle commanders, prep the radios for fills as I, well, go around and get it done. Let's go. Now my mind with this whole process would be, it's going to be simple. Make a long story short, everything that could go wrong went wrong. After running around like a chicken with my head cut off, fixing every problem that could exist, I finally finished 3 hours later. Our stay in the safe is coming to an end shortly. I know I am mentally prepared for this next step. The days here have gone fast. We have all learned a great deal about ourselves and the complexities of living with 80 other men. I would like the supporting family members on the home front to acknowledge the fact that this is no picnic or vacation, but indeed men overcoming situations and applying warrior ethos in every aspect of life. Thank you for stopping by Vet Radio today. I really appreciate it. Loving all the comments on our Facebook. Keep it coming. And remember, at the end of the day, we are really trying to bridge the gap between the veterans and the civilians so we have a better understanding and give advice as well as some services to our community is dealing with mental health. And so I really appreciate everybody stepping up and also donating to Operation Fog Paradise. So stay tuned for more episodes and live shows coming toward you. Thank you again and have a great day. Bye-bye.